This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. To the big labor news today, Amazon employees at a warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama, have voted against forming a union. For months, the retail, wholesale, and department store union has been trying to organize the just over 5,800 workers. The effort drew national attention from corporations, workers, labor activists, celebrities, even politicians. Amazon is the country's second largest private employer, and with a rapidly expanding warehouse workforce that has been crucial to the company's growth during the pandemic. But in the end, workers voted by a landslide against unionizing. Marketplace's Jasmine Gartz has more.
It looked like the union could win, but the no vote was not a big surprise to Todd Vachon at the Rutgers School of Management and Labor Relations. He says U.S. labor law benefits employers.
And it makes it very difficult to organize a union in the United States. There's just so many obstacles in the way and so many opportunities for the employer to instill fear in the workers, to disseminate misinformation.
For example, Bessemer workers reported anti-union text messages and signs in bathrooms, as well as mandatory meetings. Celine McNicholas is with the Economic Policy Institute.
You know, Amazon certainly, from all accounts, engaged in, you know, a campaign against the union, and that there's likely some elements that violate the National Labor Relations Act in there.
The Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union has said it will challenge the vote with the National Labor Relations Board. David Madland, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, says the Bessemer vote is a blow to organized labor.
But I think it also really highlights the need for legal reforms to make it possible for workers who want to join a union to be able to do so.
In a statement, Amazon says it did not intimidate workers and does not consider this a win. Quote, "Our employees made the choice to vote against joining a union." I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.